Hey everybody, this is going to be an episode that everyone needs to hear, truly. I didn't trade options or stocks for the last 2 weeks or a week and a half. Truth be told, I barely even looked for any trading opportunities. I won't say I wasn't tuned in because I make sure to get a listen on the happenings of the day and the week every night, so I'm not completely out of the loop. But overall, I wanted to get away from it all. I did buy stock for the long-term account, though, and I did buy some crypto. But here's a few reasons why I think that a lot of us can relate to and may even need in our own investing journey to kind of step away from the trading, particularly trading stocks and options, right? The first reason I moved away, and not the most important reason, but it played a role in it. I ran out of fund money. Right, I still had some trading money, but I ran out of fund money. Now, each month I deposit an amount into one of my trading accounts to play with. Instead of reloading that account to trade, I bought crypto. Meme stocks went crazy this week, and it was hard to sit still knowing that I could just put some money in my fund account and trade those meme stocks, right? But I need to build the cash back up, one, and this was a way to kind of trade myself, right? There are a few opportunities that I saw that I called out for other people, but I didn't even trade myself because right now my money needs to go into my long-term portfolio and crypto. And not trading was helping to build that discipline that I need to remember that the market is always presenting opportunities, right? I know of people who literally made thousands on AMC, right? Some people made tens of thousands on AMC. But I need to stick to my plan, and you need to stick to your plan because your 10K trade, right, your $10,000 trade is on its way, but you might miss it because you're looking back on what you missed out on, right? Not only did you have fear of missing out, now you're looking back at that fear and thinking, damn, I lost out on money, right? There's no way to predict whether or not you're going to make money. Right? Looking back, right? For they say hindsight is 20/20. Looking back shows no indication that you would have made money at all just because somebody else did. Right? So don't spend time looking back and don't spend time, you know, wondering, okay, well, AMC is now at, you know, $30. If I jump in now, it's probably going to go to 50 because it's already gone up so much. Right? Don't worry about any of that stuff. Stick to your plan. There will be more opportunities because guess what? Last week, the AMC opportunity was not there. The week before that, it was not there. It happened this past week, which means that's a brand new opportunity. The week before that, there was something else. The week before that, it was something else. So it's very clear that there's so many opportunities. Why do we get so bogged down with the one that's right in front of us, right? The next part is that I want to spend more time, the focus on securing some great guests for this show. Right, I told you a couple episodes back that I really wanted to bring guests back onto the show. Right, I love talking about stocks, 24/7. But I think it's important that we're all become well-rounded investors because the truth is, I'm not just trading stocks and options. I'm super interested in real estate, and I'm also trying to build out different digital products. Right, I'm not just trading and investing in the stock market. It's one aspect of what makes me an investor and an entrepreneur. And for you, I want the same thing. I don't want you to think stocks and options and trading are your only option, right? You should be well-rounded, right? If you're working a 9-to-5, that 5-to-9 can be filled with a bunch of things, not just, okay, can I trade options or can I trade stocks, right? So I want to, again, bring more guests on here to talk to you about business, entrepreneurship, but also some very specifics. I mean, next week's guests are going to be not better, but they're going to be great as well, right? Bringing you more value is what my focus is, right? I also want to spend a lot of time with family. My family and I went to the zoo, and I had a lot more time during the week without looking at the charts to cook, right? I cooked a lot last week, and I got to catch up on some quality time. Right? Having balance in life is just as much a key to getting rich as grinding 24/7. I mean, looking at charts, I mean, the market opens at 9:30, it closes at 4 p.m. Looking at charts and news for hours on end can be exhausting, and that's what I normally do, right? So getting this breather was necessary, right? I was cooking while the market was open, right? I was watching other videos while the market was open and not watching, you know, charts move. I'm also committed to continued education. So that's what I was also doing while the market was being active. I jumped into an options course by one of my peers to expand my knowledge, right? I have my own trading strategy. Other people have their own trading strategy. Nobody has a perfect strategy for anything, right? The investor who stops learning stops earning. So even if I don't change my strategy, and even if they don't change their strategy, even if you don't change your strategy, right, by listening to me, it helps to at least have one more insight into how somebody else is finding success, right? Because there's many ways to be successful in the markets. You can listen in on how somebody else had their way. You can add it to yours, or it can just be another blow-by experience. But it's an experience nonetheless, right? I've been tapping into some videos from some investing OGs, right? You heard the episode about Peter Lynch that I did. I've been listening to Dan Pena. I listened to Buffett and Munger a couple weeks back, right? It doesn't hurt, right? And of course, you all are going to get all that information too, because my job is to not only grow myself, but to grow you. So a lot of the information that I'm getting from the OGs and from the courses that I'm taking, et cetera, just like when I was trading and bringing experience here to the show, I'm bringing now the experience of all these other people, right? Success leaves clues, right? That's one of the really great quote. Success leaves cues. Now, these steps I took in the last 2 weeks or a week or so are great for experienced investors, right? If you've been trading for a long time, it helps to get away. But this is even better for those of us who are having a hard time breaking into stocks, right? Maybe you've been losing a lot, right? Maybe you've been investing and losing a lot of money, or you're scared to even start because you don't know what to get, right? I mean, once you've learned some information, right? You've been in the show for, you know, a couple months, and, or, you know, maybe you haven't been in the show for a couple months, but you've been investing for a couple months and it has been going great, but, you know, you've stuck with it. Once you get that information, good or bad, you'll be surprised how it all begins to make sense once you step away. Right, let the information sink in and marinate. Let the seasoning get into the chicken. Let it get deep into the chicken. And when you get back into it, everything just makes sense, right? When you let the chicken marinate, it tastes better, it tastes sweeter. Let the information sink in. If you've noticed, the big theme this last week, especially the last two episodes, has been patience, knowing that there's always time and more opportunity. The guy who got rich from, I think, Goldman Sachs, and not just him, right? There's a bunch of people who became, you know, millionaires from Dogecoin and other altcoins and cryptocurrency, right? They probably missed out on Amazon, right? Because they could have got rich a long time ago. They probably missed out on Amazon. And the guy who got rich on Amazon probably missed out on Coca-Cola. They probably had their shot at Coca-Cola and didn't take it. Like, there's always a story. There's always all the guys who've got rich probably missed an opportunity before that, right? So it's okay to take your time. If you need to take a week or a month to just soak up information, learn more, build up cash, guess what? You'll be in a better financial position to make the next great investment. There are people who wanted to invest in a Tesla, but they spent so much of their time trying to trade options and buy the next stock, right? Buy the next Amazon, buy the next Facebook, that they spent all their money and they didn't get to invest in Tesla, right? Or when Ford bounced back, right? Maybe that person was spending so much money trying to make money on Tesla that they missed the breakout in Ford. I mean, Ford cut their dividend and they're cruising right now. No pun intended, right? They're doing great, right? Stocks don't normally do that great after they cut their dividend. And Ford is doing it, and somebody may be focused on, you know, catching the next Tesla dip because they're so focused on missing out that they missed something that was right in front of them, right? As Peter Lynch says, you only need 4 or 5 stocks every decade. Every 10 years, you only need 4 or 5 stocks. Don't try to force the issue. I was going to end on that, but I'm going to leave you a story. I'm going to leave you an example. I lived in New York, and I used to coach track and field, and the track would get snow on it, and underneath the snow was ice. But But I didn't realize that at first. So I was shoveling the snow, and then you put your shovel down, and it hitches. And you realize, oh, crap, there's some ice under there. So what do? Instead of, quitting or moving on, you cock the shovel back, and you jam it down right where you found the ice. And boom, it hits the ice again, and it gets stuck. And you're like, man, this ice won't go, and it's not even that deep of ice, right? It's not even that thick of a film. Why won't it move? And you know what I realized? That once I hit it that one time from the front, where I initially found it, the ice always lifted up much faster when I moved to the side and attacked it from a different angle, right? I moved to the side and attacked it from a different angle. So for most of us, we see something and it sticks out at us, right? It sticks out like a sore thumb because somebody else made money on it, so it came to our attention. And, what I realized was that, you could be rich if you'd stop focus on hitting the ice from the most obvious point of view and step to the side, look at it from a different opportunity perspective, right? Going after something else or just being patient enough to see that there are other opportunities, right? So take your time. I'll be releasing the June newsletter next week. There, you'll see my picks for the month, important developments and economic news on the horizon for June, and you'll see some great educational bits as well. Here's the only homework you've gotten in all your years of schooling that will actually help make your life exponentially better. Are you ready? Go take the survey at marketadventures.co/giveaway and sign up for the newsletter. That's it. Everything you need is also in the show notes. If you don't remember the addresses, everything you need is in the show notes, and it's clickable on most platforms. Otherwise, enjoy your weekend. Kiss a loved one. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well. And remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.